Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Samach Beis, and we are on the top of Samach Beis Amud Aleph as we continue with the last couple of blot of Meseches Brachos. We continue with a couple of stories of Rabbi Akiva, just a ha'ara from the end of yesterday's daf, the tragic end and the inspiring end of Rabbi Akiva's life. As we know, just to relate to what we said a couple of days ago at the end, he was talking in Hebrew, if you remember. Unlike the earlier thought that we gave, comparing and contrasting him between with him and his Rebbe, Nachum Ish Gamzu, but towards the end of his life already, he was Balashan HaKodesh. That was just the Hara I wanted to make from the end of yesterday. Okay, we continue. Tanya, top of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Omer, Rabbi Akiva, Pamachas Nechnasti, Acher Rabbi Yeshua, LeBeis HaKisei. Rabbi Akiva says, one time I went after Rabbi Yeshua to the Beis HaKisei, to the bathroom. V'lamati Mevedo Gimel Dvarim. Right, he went anywhere to learn from his Rebbe, as the Gemara said earlier, Gedola Shimusha Yosem Elimuda. Just by watching our Rebbeim, we can learn a lot. So he went to watch his Rebbe. So he learned three things. Lamadti, Shei Nifna Mizrach Lamayrov, Ela Umayrov, El Tzafim Vadarim. As we had at the end of yesterday's daf, I learned that one goes to the bathroom north-south, not east-west. He held like those opinions that we saw yesterday. Lamadti, Shei Nifran Me'umad, Ela Me'yushav. And also he learned that once you go to the bathroom sitting down, that's safer and it's more relaxed, and one really is sure to clean themselves in that way. Lamadti, that when one cleans oneself, one uses their left hand and not their right hand. Right? It seems somewhat unusual that he would be so close to the Rebbe to be able to see that or to realize this. But again, this is the message. Amalei Ben Azai, Akari Azta Panecha Be'Rabcha. Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, I can't believe you went all the way in. I can't believe you went so close to see your Rebbe. Amalei Torahi Velilmod Ani Sarech. Famous line. He said, I'm going to learn Torah. Okay, we're talking about Rabbi Akiva here. We're not talking about just anyone. These stories are not halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, but what you realize, the level Rabbi Akiva was on, maybe these stories are also told with an introduction of yesterday's Gemara about giving one's life, and Hashem Echad, somebody who lived their life with that type of inspiration, so that we have to understand the stories with that backdrop, and not for us, but at least the message is for us to try to always understand and appreciate what our Rebbeim are doing. Still getting over this cough, I apologize. Tanya, Vayter in the Gemara, Ben Azai Omer. So now, the earlier case was Rabbi Akiva was going, and he says, I saw Rabbi Yeshua, and Ben Azai said, how do you do that? So now we have the Talmud. Tanya Ben Azai Omer. Mahamachas Nechnasi Achar Rabbi Akiva LeBeis HaKisei. One time he followed his Rabbi Akiva to the bathroom. Interestingly, the Mefarsha pointed out, didn't he already know what he was about to learn from the previous story? So I say, either he knew he went in, he didn't know exactly what he learned there, or he wanted to see himself. There's a difference between hearing about it and seeing it. So he wanted to see his own Rebbe, just like his Rebbe saw his respective Rebbe. So he followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom. Also, Vlimati Mimenu Gimel Dvarim. Lamadati She Nifna Mizrach Umayrav Elit Savan Vadarim. North, south, as covered to the Harabayas. Vlamati She Nifran Mu'umad Elam Yushav. And I learned that only Miyushav, as we said above. Vlamati She Mekatcha Be'yamin Elam Mismol. Also, same three halachos. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda ad kan he'asta panecha barabcha. So this time Rabbi Yehuda says, I can't believe you did that. Amar lo Torah hi v'lo monadit tzarech. The same exact conversation took place between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Azai. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, and there are halachas in the bathroom, as we saw earlier in the first parak. One of the days in Tosfos and the Rishonim and the Rush on Daf Yud Aleph, why we don't, there's no hefsek regarding Birchas HaTorah. Right, we'll review that. It's in Yonah Diyom of Sukkos. Tosfos there on Daf Yud Aleph Mabez asks, why is it that every time we go into a Sukkah, we make a new Leishib HaSukkah? Mashiach, and every time we learn Torah, we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah. What is it? We start, we learn, we take a go break for a couple hours, we learn more. Why do we make a new Birchas HaTorah? Tosfos says, Vitor Baishra Mi Sukkah. Tosfos said earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, V'yesh Lomar, Deshaini Torah, She'eno Miya Eish Daito. Tosfos says lashon is Torah is different because Torah never leaves your mind. To call Shah Adam Chiyuv Lomot, because the person always has obligated to learn. The Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is constant. Dechsiv Vagisa Bayom Valayla. Interestingly, we quote that pasuk from Sefer Yoshua. V'havi kimo Yoshev Kalayom Belo Hafsik. The Chiyuv makes it as if every Jew is sitting and learning all day, because there is a chiyuv. That's what creates no hefsek. But eating, I don't have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah every second. What I want to eat, I have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. That's why there is no comparison between the two. Then Tosfos asks, why do you make a bracha of lishon basukkah? That's the achila bracha pathers it. Inami bishub shema lo yishan. Maybe you won't fall asleep. And this is where the Maariv Chai is contrasted that to hamapil, because this is on the sleep. Hamapil is just on the teva of sleep. But if you look in the rush here, if you look in the mafarshim on the bottom of the rush, they don't say, talk about the chiyuv. They talk about, well, every second you have to follow halacha. Even in the bathroom, they say, you have halacha to follow. So it's not totally on the chiyuv, but lemaisa on one has to follow halacha every second, and therefore there is no hefsek. So one of those halachas is discussed right here in the Gemara, that one has to go to the bathroom in a certain way. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Gimel, right, going in order. When one wakes up, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yeshiv bimheira ubachozek, we shouldn't sit down quickly and in a strong way. Lo yenos litcho gasmo, we shouldn't try too hard. Again, one should try, just giving health advice. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, lo yikaneach biyad yamin, a person should not clean themselves with their right hand. We're going to get into the Gemara a couple of reasons why that is the case. But that's the halacha according to Shulchan Aruch, one should try to clean themselves with their left hand. Mefarshim, the Shlach Kadosh also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach Kadosh, not only should one not use their right hand, but their left hand, but if it's possible to not use the middle finger of the left hand, because that's the finger that the tefillin is wrapped on, according to almost all Minhagim. V'tov lizar mi lekanech be'etzba ha'emtza'i, shekorech alav ha'ritzua. That's the Shlach Kadosh's addition to the Gemara. What about a lefty? Why does one... Put this in the lefty book. The Eter Yad Shekol Yon of Osa Bismol Mekanech Bismol Diday Sheibin Kol Adam. This switches if he is a lefty. V'ib Kosei Bismol. But what if he writes with his left hand and everything else does with the right hand? So then you have the same big discussion that one has in Hilchos Tefillin. Good. Continues the Gemara. Omar. Rav Kahana, second wide line. So we have the same story between two different people, but now we have Rav Kahana. It's a well-known story. This is one of the most difficult stories in all of Shas to understand exactly what happened here and how it was allowed. But again, it has to be seen in the context of the level that they were on. This is obviously would be considered very inappropriate and unsneeze today. No, it's hard for us to imagine this, but this was in a time period when the Talmidim and Rebbeim were of a different ilk. Again, there were times there were bas kols, and there were differences. So we have to get what we can learn out of the story, and any part of the story that we can't understand, we have to say, okay, we can't understand it. And we find it difficult to understand, and not just say, oh, what kind of crazy story is this? Rav Kahana, because this does not sound like it's one of those metaphoric stories. It sounds pretty literal. Rav Kahana, all gana tute, por yidarav. Rav Kahana, we were speaking about the bathroom, now we're talking about the bedroom. Rav Kahana went onto Brav's bed, shama, and he went under to learn about, and that's what we have to be inspired from also. He wanted to know from his Rebbe, how do I act with my wife? And that's what he went under. Went onto the bed, shama, v'sachak v'asa trachav. He heard that the Rav first went slowly and was mahana his wife before they were involved. Right, Rashi quotes, Sach v'zachach im ishto, sicha b'teilo shal ritzui tashmish. But they talked first, and then v'yasa tzrachav, sa'omalei. So Rav Kahana screams out from under the bed, dami pume da'aba, it appears like my Abba, which is Rav's nickname, his Rabbi Rabbi's bath, k'delo sarif tafshila. It's like he never tasted this dish. Right, he's so excited about it. So omalei Kahana, Kahana, who is that? Kahana, you here? At Puk, get out of here. The Lav Orech Aro, what are you doing here? It's inappropriate. You know, I could teach you all day with my Gedola Shimusha Yosef Elibuta, but not literally Shimusha, right? Not this Shimush. So Amar lo Torah hi velo mod adi tzarech. The same line he answers with. He says, "What do you want from me? It's Torah." So that is the story. So what can we learn from it? Number one, the dedication that a Talmud had with trying to learn from his Rebbe. Number one. Number two, a couple of other points. So in the Chashuk Echemet, he discusses, what about, is it appropriate if you could be near someone who is davening and you want to like learn from them to hear what they're davening very low, but it might be private bakashas. You know, is there anything wrong with listening closely to their davening? Also a private, and one might, really, he doesn't talk about this here, but what about if there's one of the gedolim, you see, puts a kfitel into the kotel. You know, to go see what's written on there. So we might say it's Gnevas Das. Right, but it's a similar kind of question. Similar kind of question. Is it somebody's talking, they don't know you're and you're listening. So that's what he talks about. Ruvei Chirotzela Hazin Letzvila Shimon Kedei Lilma Mimenu Kesem Ispalim V'yalma Mischan V'nei Hashem Yisparach. They want to learn. So he quotes our Gemara, which seems to say maybe it's a possibility. Who's right? Rav Kahana or Rav? He said, is it appropriate? So do you go by the Rebbe? Do you go by the Talmud? There's also Gemara Maseches Yuma. The Gemara tells us about the 10 Nisim that occurred every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So one of them was, right, when they stood up, it was all they were all squeezed together. But when they bowed down, they were Revachim. Rashi there says in Yuma Chaf Aleph, Ukim Mishem Mishtachavim Benoflim Na'asalahem Nes V'Hamako Marchiv. The place widened. Shalo Yishma Ish Vidui Shel Chaveiro. Shalo Yichaleim. So Rashi says right there in Yuma. So they widened, not only so you don't bump into each other, so you don't hear each other's vidui. So Rav Zilberstein says, so do you say this is a din in vidui only? Or is it in tefillah generally? So vidui sounds like, so maybe this was talking about Yom Kippur. So he's not sure. He leaves it as an open question whether, you know, over listening to one's tefillah would be inappropriate. Pashas, we would say, like, what are you listening to it for? We would say it's more of a Gnevas Das, but he leaves it as an open question, number one. The other point to learn from this Gemara is that in the world of husband and wife issues, the formulation of the Chiv of Ona is always on the husband. That's the formulation. When we talk about Sher Ksus V'Ona, there are mutual obligations, but in Halacha, it's termed as the Chiv of Ona of the husband. And just to quote you, the Rav Yaakov Emdin discusses this in his Siddur on when he talks about Hanhagas Leil Shabbos, he talks about that it's the husband's obligation. V'chei tzorech shihei meyusha miyashiv das ishto u'mesamchin u'mechina u'mesada bedvarm ha'mesamchin esalev k'dei shetasek es tava seilov v'zeh yehnikar b'neshimasu b'ne'a v'chul. He talks about it, but that's the chiv is on the husband. It has to be an act of giving. That is the ultimate way that the husband and the wife can be brought together through this act. It's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think we've heard in the past the beautiful thought of the Nesivus. The Nesivus in his Hakdama to Shir HaShirim gives a mashal for the physical relationship between the husband and the wife. The Nesivus says, imagine you have a beautiful tower, beautiful, gorgeous tower, and everybody comes from all over the world to see the tower, and there's tourists and people visit, and then they have an artist that makes a picture of the tower. An artist makes a picture of it, and it's so lifelike, and people look at the picture and they think, this is the tower, and they're so amazed by it. And then all of a sudden, vandals come and scribble all over the tower. And now the picture of the tower. And now the picture looks gross and dirty, and everybody looks at this like, oh, what is this? And all of a sudden, people start thinking that the tower itself is dirty and disgusting. But they don't realize that it's only the picture that people scribbled upon is dirty. But the real inherent tower is still beautiful. It's the same tower that it always was. So the Deceiver says that's the physical relationship between the husband and the wife. It's something beautiful. It's Kedusha. Marriage is called Kedushin. But Rahman al-Islam, the society over the centuries, has been metamiyat and has brought it down and has vilified it and has made it disgusting and do not appreciate it anymore. But we have to realize it is something very special between the husband and the wife, and as long as we treat it b'kedusha, and as a act of nesina, so that's how it will achieve its purpose. That's the Rebbe Akiva Eiger talks about, Rebbe Akiva Yaakov Emdin talks about that in Sulam Beisel, in his Siddur, Hanhagas Lal Shabbos. Okay, we continue. Mipnei, fourth line. So Mipnei Ma'im Akad Chabiyamin El Bismol. So now we talk about, so why? Why is it so important to only clean oneself in the bathroom with one's left hand and not with the right hand? A number of suggestions. Amar Rava. Mipnei Sha'Torah Nitna Biyamin. Shneamar Mimino Eish Das Lamo. This week's Parsha. So Sabracha. Right, so Mimino, so the Torah was given Biyamin. So what does the Torah's Yamin have to do with my right hand? So obviously, to remember, to remind ourselves. To remind ourselves, if I'm with my left hand, I remember the Torah is Yamin. Rabba Rabba Chana Omar Bebreshi Krova Lepeh. Just a danger issue, because with your right hand, you usually put food in your mouth with your right hand. You don't want to get sick. So that's why Krova Lepeh. Reshib Ben Lakishober. Vipnei Shekosher Ba Tfilin. Because that is the arm that you, a righty wraps his tefillin with his right hand. Right, that's why the Mishnah Berurah quoted that the lefty should to do the switch, but he wraps with the left right hand on the left arm. So that's why the right hand has kedusha. We'll get back to that in a minute. Interesting. What does this mean? Sometimes in some shuls, if somebody doesn't know the laning, you have a gabbai on the side, right, doing the trup, the tamei mikra, with their hands. Every trup has a different motion. Sounds like that's what they did. Bizman hatalbin. Look at the Rashi Tabe Torah, the fourth line on top. Neginos tamei mikra shel Torah nevi b'ksuvim. The trup. Right, we know the trup goes back. The tamei mikra goes back all the way to Ezra. Very, very ancient, at least to Ezra. Bein benikut shebesefer, bein bagbos kol, ubitziltzul ne'imos ha-negino shalpashta v'darga v'shofar. Mahapech, that's the mercha. Molich yado, lufi tam ha-negino. Ra'isi bekarim haba'im Eretz Yisrael. Rashi saw it. Rashi saw the Baalei Kriya from Eretz Yisrael. They used to use these hand motions for tamim. So they used to use the hand motions of only the right hand. So again, that gives it kedusha. That gives the right hand kedusha. And that's why it shouldn't be used to clean oneself with. Kit Tanoi, it's also related to a machalogas Tanoi, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Rebbe Nesha, Ochel Ba, Rebbe Yeshua, Omer, Rebbe Nesha, Kosev Ba, that's a new one. Kosev Ba, and Ksiva, what's Ksiva? It's a chush of act, and Ksiva's Torah, so that's why you don't use it. Rebbe Kiva, Omer, Rebbe Nesha, Mar, Ba, Tamei, Torah. Okay, all different reasons. Oh, ask the Marsha, Simi's question. Right, the Gemara tells us in Mesechta Shabbos, right, about shoes, right, in the Samachs. Right, left, left, right. What do? We put on our right shoe first because that is chasha, but we tie the left shoe first. Why? Because that's what we tie our tefillin on our left arm. So ask the Marsha. One second. So what makes tefillin chasha? What's the chasha of arm by tefillin? Over our Gemara seems to say it's the one that you act with, the one that you tie with, and that's why you shouldn't clean yourself in the bathroom with your right arm. The Gemara Shabbos says, well, you wrap the tefillin on the left hand, and that's why you tie the tefillin on the left hand, that's why you should tie your left shoe before you tie your right shoe. So is it the right, is it the left? Says the Marsha beautifully, each context is interested in something else. What we would call the Maisa versus the Totsa'a. Our Gemara is talking about an act, a Maisa that you're doing. So when it comes to a Maisa that you're doing, the Maisa that's done by tefillin is the right arm. Over there, it's talking about getting your shoe on, having it on. So having it tied on. It's not the act of tying that's crucial. Having it tied on. So in the case of having it tied on, so the left, it's on the tefillin or on the left arm. So that's why there, it goes by the result. The Yesh Lomar says, the Marshal, read it, to kol echad b'milsei, to hocha maisa she'ose yad yamin chashiva, to kosher but tefillin. Lakach lo yaseh b'maisa b'zayin, t'haynu lo yikaneach bo. Aval hasa maisa hanaseh b'yad smol chashiva, t'haynu hanachasen shal tefillin, t'hay chashiva nami shal smol b'maisa ne'ila hanaseh ba. So that's what he says beautifully. Are you interested in the maisa versus the totsah? Those are the two elements comparing this Gemara with the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. So would a lefty, by what? By the cleaning oneself, right. In our Gemara. So with the lefty, yes, the Mishnah Berurah said that the lefty lechor would use his left hand. Lefty would use his left hand. Okay, weiter. A lefty would use his right hand. Right. His weaker hand, which is his right hand. Yeah. Hobe sakisei davi b'tferia. There was a bathroom b'tferia b'sakisei. Again, we're not talking about bathrooms like we have bathrooms, right? These were outhouses. There were places to go to the bathroom. We discussed this, if you remember, on the last amud of the third parak. Last amud of Daf Chafav, where we spoke about the Persian bathrooms that had the sewer system a little bit. The Gemara discussed. We discussed then, how does our bathrooms relate, halakha l'maisa. Maybe we'll get back to that a little bit later also. Kavi Aili Bebe Trey, the bathroom at Tveria, when two people used to go in, afilu bi amama misaki. It was very dangerous. There was shadim there, and even if two people went in during the day, they would get hurt. Rabbi Yami Vervasi Havi Aili Bechad Chad L'chude, they each went in separately, below Mitsaki, and nothing happened. Amilu Rabbanan, lo mistafisu. You're not worried, you're not scared. Amiluhu Anan Kapala Gamrinan. We have a Kabbalah, Kabbalah de Besakise, Sniusa, Vishtikusa. And we know that in the way to protect oneself in the bathroom is bitsnius, acting bitsnius, and being quiet. Vishtikusa. Kabbalah di Yisurei, Shtikusa Mibay Rachmi. And the Kabbalah of Yisurin, Rahman al Islam, what one has to do for Yisurin is being quiet, meaning not complaining about it, not having tainus, like we had yesterday. Remember, we had on yesterday's Zaf on the top. The Gemara said, on the top of Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, you dvarav shall adam mu'atin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your word should be not too many in front of Hashem, and the Marsha there connected that to the previous Gemara, which spoke about Kol David Rechman al-Tav Avid, that when there are Yisur and Rechman al-Islan, we have to try to be Makabel like Aaron HaKohen. So, Kabbalah the Yisur Yishtikusa, we buy Rachmi and Fadavening. That's the Kabbalahs. That's why they say, Rabbi and Ravasi say that they don't get damaged because they have this Masorah that protects them. Abaya, other bathroom issues. So two prakim, we have bathroom issues. We have the third parak and the ninth parak. Abaya marmile ime imra. Abaya, who, as we know, was an orphan. Abaya, remember the Gemara earlier, when Abaya was asked, who supports you? He goes outside, and he points to the Shemayim, instead of Rabbah, who pointed to the ceiling, goes outside. So he had a woman who took care of him, who the Gemara says calls his mother. So his mother helped raise a sheep to always go in with him to the bathroom in order that he wouldn't be alone. Because the shade didn't attack a person who was not alone, even with an animal. So, Lomei Abadil Abesakise. She prepared a sheep. But Lerabale, again, it wasn't like a small little cubicle like we have today. It was just an area. But Lerabale Gadia, why didn't she prepare a goat? Why Dafka a sheep? Seir b'seir michlef. Because a goat is like the same as like a seir, and the shade are called seirim, and therefore they wouldn't be scared of that. So that's why Abaya had that. Rava Makami Davi Resha, before Rava became Rosh Yeshiva, Mikarkisha Le Bas Rav Chizda Amguza Balakna. Bas Rav Chizda, who was? His wife. Whose wife used to like shake a bell in order to keep the Shadim away. That would keep the Shadim away. Right? We had Bas Rav Chizda earlier in the parak, right? With Bar Hedya. Bar Hedya caused Bas Rav Chizda to die. Right? And that's the one thing that he couldn't be Mocha Bar Hedya on. So she used to have a bell. Busted the Malach, but after he became Rosh Yeshiva, because it wouldn't be as appropriate to make some noise when Rabbi was going to the bathroom. So Avdalei Kavsa, she made a little window between, let's say, the wall where he went to the bathroom on the other side, made a little window. She kind of like stuck her hand in, so like he wouldn't be alone. And that way the Shadim also would not come. Or not attack. Omar Ula. Achorei, even we can just mention it now, there was a discussion in the Achronim relating to talking in the bathroom in general. Talking in the bathroom. There are two different reasons given in the Mefarshim and the Poskim why one is not supposed to talk in the bathroom, like we have here. Shtikusa is the protection in the bathroom. Number one is because of tznius. Because of tznius, one shouldn't be talking in the bathroom. The other reason given is because of a ruchra, a shade, which one shouldn't be talking in the bathroom. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva, is one allowed to talk on the phone in the bathroom? Well, that's a nafka mina, because the other person on the phone doesn't know I'm in the bathroom, so there's no issue of tznius, but there is the other Kabbalistic, metaphysical issue of, you know, ruach ra, so one shouldn't be in the... So again, that's a machlokas. He ends up saying it's tzara gadol, if one needs to be on the phone, to answer the phone, one can, but it's definitely better to go by the pashas of the Gemara that shtikusa, quiet in the in the bathroom, is appropriate. But that's what the Poskim discuss. I read the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Rama says in Sivan Gimel, Lo yechosh de'adam yachad gam lo yedaber sham. V'yiskar deles ba'ado mishim tznias. Right, you shouldn't talk there. The Mishnah Berurah already quotes. V'imul tzara gadol, efshad demutu ladaber, kol zman she'i nifna adayin. If one is not going to the bathroom, one is just in the bathroom, one still has a little more flexibility. But when one is actually going to the bathroom, one should not be talking. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Achorei hageder nifne miyad. Right behind a fence, one can go to the bathroom. That's already tzanua. Again, these are very important halachas to know. Bizman HaTalmud. Halachically, one goes towards the outside of the town. One goes towards the area. So what's considered tznius, what's considered not tznius. Again, there's very much more halacha l'maisa. We can't, it's a different society. Right? Like in the third part, we spoke about within Dalet Amos, where one went to the bathroom, does it still smell? Could you see it? All the different halachas that we could learn at least the principles from. Good. So Achori Aged, there's behind the fence, one can go to the bathroom miyad. Ubebika, if one is in the valley, in the lower down area, so he's not near a fence, calls Macha Misatesh Vein Chaver Shamea. As long as you can go to the bathroom and your friend does not hear you, so then that is okay. Isi Barnasan Masni Hachi. He had the following version. Achori Hageder, calls Macha Misatesh Vein Chaver Shamea. Behind the Geder, you have to be far enough that your friend doesn't hear you, not right behind the Geder. Ubebika, and in the valley, as long as your friend doesn't see you, so it's a higher standard. Meisvei says the Mishnah in Meseches Taros Yotzin, if though there are those that are involved in the olive press and they have to relieve themselves, so Yotzin mi Pesach Beis Habad v'niftin lachorei hageder, they can leave the olive press and go right behind the geder, the fence, the hein tahorin, and it's they're tar and they can come back right back in. So I thought you have to go further out. You're not worried. So Raya to the first version. So Gemara ends with Taras Ikilu. No, they're involved in Taras. You wouldn't want to leave the Taras by themselves for too long, and therefore we were make-o regarding the bathroom. Because again, these are more tznias halachas, so if there's counter pressure, so we might have a little more flexibility. Tashma, the next line in that Mishnah, Kama Yurchakubi Utahorin, Kidei Shiyehe Roeyu. How far do we say that you could go as in the Alfres will still be tahar as long as kadeshi eiro ehu, as long as they could still be seen. So the Gemara answers: Shani ochli taras akilu birhu rabbanan. Again, we'll make up by taras. Right? This was a kash on Rabbi on Isi who said debay shelo yir ehu, and here they can be seen. So again, we're make up by taras. Ravashi Amar, my kolzman shein chaver ro ehu to kamar Isi bar Nosan. What did that mean? Kolzman shein chaver ro es piruo avalidei chazile. You have to be in a place where they can't see you going to the bathroom. They can see you, maybe they can see your head, but they can't see you going to the bathroom. So therefore, that is what is required. Otherwise, halacha lemaaseh, if somebody is making a building, and let's say for men, putting mechitzes between the standing bathrooms, right? So that was also a lemaaseh, right? It's definitely a level of tznius that should be done. But this Gemara talks about that piruho shouldn't be able to be seen by anyone else. Good. There was a maspid. There was a levaya. There was a maspid in front of Rav Nachman. Amar haitzanua bar chosav havei. And the person is being masked, he says, oh, this person was such a tsanua person. Amalei Rav Nachman, sarcasm in the Talmud. At Ailus Badil Beisakise, what, you've gone to the bathroom with him? The Adati tsanua ilo. You got to the bathroom with him? You think it's a tsanua. You've gone to the bathroom with him? Titania, encourage tsanua, elevisha tsanua Beisakise. Because that's how a person acts in the bathroom. As we said earlier, there are halachas in the bathroom. So how do you know? So the Gemara said, so just Derech Agav, the Marsha here says, don't take this line so literally that you only call it Tsanua. There are like five or six other Chazals and Shas that say Tsanua is this person, Tsanua is that person. So, but in a certain sense, this is included in the world of Tzidius. Rav Nachman, Manafka Lemine, what was Rav Nachman getting so excited about? Well, so, okay, so he exaggerated. So, okay, what was he so excited about? Mishum Detanya, because the Brisa says, Kishab Shenifroin Mina Mesim, Kach Nifroin Mina Safdonin, Umin Haonin Acharehem. Just like Mesim, the Niftarim, are given their due, Scharva Onesh, so too the Safdonim and Onin Acharehem. Meaning, one cannot go crazy and overboard in a Hespid, one has to be give appropriate Divrei Hespid for the Niftar. What does this mean? What does it mean, Nifroin Mina Mesim? What the Mesim are also? Punished for this, so says the Rush. Yes, not the Rush here, the Rush in Moed Katan. All of Hilchas Avelos that we have is based on the Rush in Moed Katan in the third parak. There are 100 simanim in Eilam Galchen in the Rush. It exactly works out to be 100. But there in Os Samach Gimel, he discusses this Pedim. He quotes our Gemara and he says that by a Hespid, a little bit of exaggeration based on another Chazal is okay. But anything more than that is going to be a kitzrug. Because if we say something, if somebody says something and it's totally not appropriate, so then in Shemayim they'll say, really? That's what this guy was? And they'll start looking at him a little more closely, and that could have the opposite effect of what we're trying to achieve. So a little bit of guzma we're allowed to. Why? Because we could assume if somebody did a mitzvah, they probably did a little more that we don't know about. So that's why we're allowed to be magzim a little bit, but not more than that. Says the Rush. But he quotes our Gemara that he says, "Pirish nifram and amesim kishem aspidin as ames davar she'ein bo klal havi lo lamaskeres avon." V'lachin yish lizar mi lahaflik patosef shevach v'kavod ela mosifin ma'at al kol mida umida tova shahisabo. So a masr has to be very medactic. Rav Soloveitchik, they say, quoted this by many of his aspedim kishem she'ed ifrayin, because one has to be very careful trying to zero in on what the niftar or nifteris was like. The Chachmas Adam also quotes this in Hilchas Avelus. He quotes mitzvah gadol a hospital ames. It's a mitzvah gadol to do this. Forget I'm not doing it. It's too scary. No, one has to try to do it in an appropriate way. Mitzvah gadol a hospital ames karoi u mitzvah sashiyar kolo. Bring people to feel what the niftar was like. Va'aser lahaflik shivcha yosef idai elamaskirin midos tovos shabo mosifin remksas rakshelo yaflik v'mloha yomidos tovos klau lo yaskir alav. The chacham, the chasin, maskirin, mechachmas, the chasidusam. The chalmaskin, lemishalo hayabo klau, or your mafli yosem idai, goreim ra, wa atzmo, ulames. Kihulo la maskera savon. She yomru, lo ze, she ze lo hayabo. Elafilu kach, vekachasa. Umitokach, yevo la asker chatov, vebuchal ze, akosim shrachim, torah malamatsevas. Also on a matseva. If we write something inappropriate on a person's matseva. Right, the saying goes, Achremos Kadoshim. Right, after a person dies, then everybody's a Kadosh. Achremos Kadoshim. But we have to be careful. We have to be appropriate in a Hesped or in a Matseva. V'hameis yodeya v'shomea kiluso kimitoch ha-chalom, says the Chai Yadam. They know what's going on up there. V'kol she'omrim b'fanav yodeya achiyistum agol, especially before the Kfura. But that is the Chachmas Adam. One has to be very careful. Okay, that's why the Rav Nachman got upset. Tana Rabbanan. So we got into this from having kavod for harabayas, going to the bathroom about harabayas, talmidim in the bathroom with the rebbeim, how do you go to the bathroom, and hespedim about people who are at tsanua, that connects. That's how we have been going. Tana Rabbanan, back to the tsanias issues. Ezeo tsanua, tsanifta balayal kader bokhav shanifta bayom. A tsanua person who is somebody who goes to the bathroom at night, just like by day. It's the same ways. Aini, is this really true? Meaning he's covered, and he takes as much... he takes it as serious, even though it's dark outside. He's as tsanua at night as he is by day. Rav says you should try to go to the bathroom in the early morning or late at night, so you don't have to go so far out. Because in the early morning, late at night, nobody's around, so you don't have to go so far out. So you see, you have differences between day and night. Visu, Rava b'yamam havi azil an mil. And also, Rava during the day went a mil away, ubalayla amal l'shame, but at night he just told the servant, Peduli duchti berachov adamasa. You know, just clear for me a place. I mean, he didn't go so far out. V'chein amalei reb zeir l'shame. Chazi man di'ika chori beis chavrai tibina l'mifne. See if anybody's behind that wall. I need to go to the bathroom. So what do you mean you have to be equal day or night? You see, these Amorayim had lower standards by night than by day. So the Mar says, lotema b'makom ele'ema kiderach shenifta bayom. What the Tana Rabbana meant to say was not in the same place, but in the same way. In the same way. It could be a different place, a closer place, but in the same tsanua way. Ravashi Amar, afilu tema b'makom, lo nitzrecha el karen zavis. Even if it's in the b'makom, but you go to a karen zavis, you go on the opposite side, and that would be tsanua as well. Gufa, Amar Vidom Aravol, Mianak Adamas Atzmo, Shachmas Ba'arvis, Kadeshlo Yitzarachlis Rachik, so you don't have to go far. Right, this is Allah Paro. He used to go in the morning, so nobody would know. Tanya Mihaki, Ben Azay Omer, Hashkem, Vitzei, Ha'are Vitzei. Go early and late, Kadeshlo Tisrachik, so you don't have to go so, because during the day you'd have to go far. So try to go in the early morning or late at night. Mashmesh, Vishav, Valteshav, Vitamashmesh. Mashmesh was to open up the orifice in order to help you go to the bathroom. The advice that Benazai gives is that try to do that before one sits down. If one sits down and tries to do that, then one could hurt oneself. Shekola Yoshev, Mashmesh, Afilo Osin Kshafim, Ba'aspamya, Ba'in Alav. Right, even if you do like magical incantations, it's going to be dangerous. You should try to be Mashmesh to to open oneself up before one sits down. The in shivi yasim, if somebody forgot and sat down, biakach mamash mesh maitakanti, what should he do? Kikoi, when he gets up, leimach, he should say this. Lo leave, lo li, lo tachim, lo tachtim, or this incantations to keep the shadim away. Lo hani, velo mihani, lo charshi, the charsha, lo charshi, the charshasa. Okay, different incantations and machashefos, as we spoke about in the past, shadim and whether they exist, bismana gemara, and the discussion of the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon, all about shadim bismana zeh. Good, Tanya, says the Brisa. Ben Azay Omer, a little bit more related, and then we'll branch out. Tanya, Ben Azay Omer, I'll call Mishkav Shchav, Chutzman HaKarka. You could sit anywhere, except Chutzman HaKarka. Not at the Karka, without checking, because you have to know what's on the ground. Check what's on the floor before you sit down. I'll call Moshev Shev, Chutzman HaKora. You could sit down on any chair, except on a board. Rashi says, Sematipo. It's just general advice. Omar Shmuel, Sheina Ba'amud HaShachar, Ki Istama LaParzala. Sleeping in the morning by Amud HaShachar is like steel to iron. Steel to iron. Rashi says, Kachmoel Leguf, Yitzial His Panot, Lihi Panos. Little Sheina in the morning, and then you get up, go to the bathroom. Right, so that helps. Meaning, don't rush. Don't rush out of bed, Shmuel is saying. Yitzia Ba'amud HaShachar, Ki Istama LaParzala. Also, go to the bathroom in the morning. Ki Istama LaParzala. Right, some of Farshim connect this to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. But Shena Shel Shacharis is not a good thing. Shena Shel Shacharis is not. So I'm saying maybe it means very by Amud HaShachar, that type of Shena, versus, you know, later in the morning. Later in the morning, Shena Shacharis. Right, we get up and then we go back to sleep. Maybe that's the more negative. Shena Amud HaShachar is earlier. Bar Kapara, Havi Mazvim Mili Bedinri. Bar Kapara used to give people advice. But Dinri, people used to pay him, come and give him take advice, and he would get paid for it. Get paid for this. Is he giving a shear here? So Pasha, this isn't Torah that we're talking about here. This is just life's advice. So he would charge for that. To give a shear, no, but life's advice. Ad kafnis achol. Before you get hungry, eat. What does that mean? Ad kafnis achol. So Rashi says it means, Machlokas Rashi Rambam had to understand this line. Rashi says it means, before you get hungry, and that taiva for eating passes, and I'm not hungry anymore, eat while you're still hungry. Meaning, don't let the taiva for the food pass, and then eat. Because then the food won't fill you up. That's what Rashi says. If you look in the Rambam says, the Rambam for Hilchos Deos, the Rambam Perek Dalet says, no, eat while you're hungry, and when you get full, don't eat anymore. Not wait till the taiva passes. When the taiva passes, you're not going to be hungry anymore. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're not hungry. Says the Ram Hilchos Deus, beginning of Perek Dalid. It's where he talks about the whole parak about how to stay healthy. La olam lo yochal adam ela kishehu ra'ev. A person should only eat when they are hungry. A person's not hungry. Right, we shouldn't offer people food when they're not hungry either. Oh, no, I'm not hungry. No, please, please, you can still. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says, you should only eat till you're two-thirds full, the Rambam says. Also, how do you know that? That's a difficult one to know. It just means, not until we're stuffed. Not to hold in if you have to go to the bathroom. Sorry, three-quarters. What did I say? Two-thirds? Three-quarters. The Rambam talks all of everything. And the Rambam says, if you do everything that I say to do, you're going to stay healthy. That's the Rambam. So, at the kafnis achol, Rashi Rambam. The Ben Yoyada says this is could be an allusion to Talmud Torah, right? While you're still hungry, while you still have all your faculties, and you could be hungry for Torah, says, you know, eat then. Don't wait till Rachman al Islan, where a person is already, you know, not hungry anymore. Says the Ben Yoyada. Nearly gam be'esek haTorah yesh ra'avon v'tzimaon v'svi'a. Right, our life, while we're still hungry, meaning olam hazeh, v'tzimon shel haTorah, shetzorach liros atzmo kol yamav ra'ev v'tzameh min haTorah. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Vavisho said, v'tzameh es devrayhem, thirstily. Right, we could go to a shiur and not be interested. But whenever we hear something, we have to be thirsty for it. And that's what it says. Ad kafnis achol, va'ad tzachis shasi. Mitchilas ravoncha v'tzimoncha shum min haschalos yimei bachrus. Right? Don't say, oh, later on in life. No, you have to do it exactly when we still have our when we still have our faculties and our hunger. Ad kafres lachol, ad tzachish to say, while you're still thirsty, drink. Ad derischa, before one becomes angry, ad derischa kidrech shfoch. Well, literally, until one's pot becomes angry and boiling, shvoch, pour it out. But that's an allusion to go to the bathroom before you really have to go. Right? Don't wait till you're boiling over. Karna karye baromi. If you hear, this is still Bar Kapara talking, but if you hear a keren, a call of a horn in Rome, so that's a simon for people who want to the people who are buying figs. The fig buyers, people who like figs, are leaving. So if you hear that, so you better get your father's figs and sell them quickly because the people who want to buy are going to be leaving. Okay. If you go out to the streets of Bechuza, don't look all around there in that area because there are some women there that are not dressed properly. Therefore, you should guard your eyes there. Okay, good. Rav Safra, all obey Sakise. Rav Safra, one time went to the bathroom. Asa Rabbi Abba Nochle Ababa. So Rabbi Abba was outside. He wanted to know if anybody was in the bathroom. So he kind of like grunted outside the bathroom to try to see if anybody would answer him. Amale Leomar. So Rav Safra was there. He's like, oh, come on in. There's room for another. There's room for another. Buster did nothing after they went out. Amalei, at Hashalah Eilus L'Seir, v'gamatu l'chamili d'Seir? He says, you just came from Seir. He says, what are you talking in the bathroom for? You know, I grunted, because I know you're not supposed to talk in the bathroom. So what do you say, come on in? How do you do that? That's inappropriate. Laf Achi Tzad did it. We learn in a Mishnah in Meseches Tamid, right? There's the Mishnah at the beginning of Tamid, Madura Hais Hasham, in the Beis HaMokad, there was a fire that was set, Ubeis HaKisi Shokavid, and there was a Beis HaKisi of Kavod. Remember the underground tunnel that they went to in order to go to the bathroom before they did the Avoda? Beis HaKisi of Kavod. What made it that way? V'zeh ha'yik fodo. Matza'o na'ul bi'adua she'isham adam. If you find it locked, so then you know there was a lock on the door. Then you know somebody's in there. Batzu pasuach bi'adua she'isham adam. So nobody had to talk. Just lock the door, open the door. Alma lavar charu. So you see, you're not supposed to talk in the bathroom. Beis HaKisi of Kavod they had. So, who saw our eye? What about Rav Safra? Who saw Mesukanu? He thought Rabbi Abba was a cholish ish basakana. He heard somebody grunting outside. He's like, oh my God, what's happening? So he said, come on in, come on in. Titania, the Brisa said, we had this before. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Amud Achozer Mevias Adam Lidei Hadrokan, Silan Achozer Mevias Adam Lidei Yarko. So it's dangerous to hold it in if one has to go to the bathroom. And therefore, that's why he let him in. So again, this halacha is called, this idea of Beis HaKisi Shokavit. Every time we go to the bathroom and we lock the door, the thing, this is the Beis HaKisi Shokavit in Masechas Tamid. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch discusses this also in Siman Gimel, in terms of going to the bathroom, that not talking and closing the door behind us. And then the Mishnah Brura quotes also from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Mizrura quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they want us to make sure that when leaves the bathroom, besides locking it when we go in, we have to make sure that the bathroom is clean when we leave. That's what the Mishnah Brura quotes. Again, it's not just Derech Eretz, but it's appropriate. It's appropriate to quote Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Kishe yotze bibeis akise, yira habakob she yashava lov shelo yetinofos, sheba yovo chaviro pitom o belailov yeshiva lov. We have to make sure, right, Derech Eretz, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says on Shulchan Aruch, make sure the bathroom is clean when we're in there to make sure the door is closed and locked so that nobody, that's sanua. And number two, to make sure it's clean when we leave. Good. Rabbi Lezer, Ola Beis Akise, Ata Uparso Dachke. Rabbi Lezer was in the bathroom, and then there was a Persian that was trying to get in quickly, pushing the door. Dachke. So Rabbi Lezer said, okay, I'm leaving. Come, Rabbi Lezer, Benafak. He went out quickly. Asa Darkona, Shamti La Karkisha. And there was an animal that came, and a nachash came and took care of the Persian. Kari alei Rabbi Lezer ve'etein adam tachtecha tikri adam ela edom. Okay, so he took care of the Persian. You see that guy was rushing in, so that's what he gets for it. Va'amar laha laha rocha v'tachos ala ala alecha. All right, this is the pasuk by David and Shaul. Va'amar v'amarti mi boile. Should be v'amarti. I said v'tachos v'chasi mi boile. Amar Rabbi Lezer. Amar lo David l'Shaul. Min HaTorah, remember David, right? Many, many, many prakim of Shmuel, Aleph, David was on the run from Shaul. But once in a while, David had a chance to take care of Shaul by the cave. So David says to Shaul, "Minatora ben Ariga ata, shari rodef ata. Really, you're rodef me. You're trying to kill me. Vatara amra, bala harga chashkem largo. I'm allowed to kill you first. El atznias shahai sabach hichas alecha. What protected you was the tznias that I saw in you. Umayhi. Shaul went to the bathroom in the cave and he acted bitznius. Tana geder lefrimin geder umar lefrimin ma'ari. Went to the inner cave, the inner behind the gate, and therefore David HaMelech says, such a sanua person. He says, even though he's a rodei for me, you know, I'm that protected him. Lo haseich am Reb Elazar malamit shesachach atzmo kisuka. Right, he surrounded himself so it was not seen. Good. Once we're talking about Shaul's going to the bathroom there, we're talking about this story. As we know, David cut off a part of Shaul's jacket just to prove that he could have killed him. But he didn't. Trying to convince Shaul to stop chasing him. And even though he did this L'shem Shamayim, David was taken to task for it. Somebody who's mevazeh, disgraces begadim, you just cut clothes, sof ein onena mehem. Shemar, as it says in the beginning of Malachim, v'amelech David zaken ba bayamim, v'yechasu bebegadim, alo yecham, though he couldn't get rid of his chill, couldn't get rid of the fever that he had, and Chazal connected to the bizoyin begadim that he had. A little difficult to understand. He was doing this to prove, to show. So Chazal assumed he could have proven it a different way. Good. Im Hashem, it says, once we're talking about David, we'll talk more about David. Im Hashem Hesischa bi Yarach Mincha, the lashon of Hashem Hesischa bi Amar Reb Elazar Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu David. David used the lashon of Mesis regarding Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to David, Mesis Karis Li, you're calling me a Mesis, somebody who seduces. Hari Ani Machshilcha B'Davar Shafil Tidok L'Shem Yisrael Ben Yodem Osal. I'm going to be Machshil you even in something that little kids know. Tichsiv, everybody knows you don't count Jews. Right, Hoshiya Samecha, you don't count Jews. Tachsiv Kisi says, Rosh B'nai Yisrael of Kudeihem, V'nathuish Kofer Nafsho. You give a Kofer, V'chulu. And David HaMelech, as we know, made the mistake. Miyama Ayam, Otsatan al Yisrael, V'ksiv Ayaseh, says David Baham, V'leimor Lech Minei at Yisrael. He counted the Jews, V'kivet Amaninu, L'shagam al Kofer. He didn't do it by coins. Tachsiv Ayitin Hashem Dever B'Yisrael, Me'aboker V'areis HaMoed, Ma'is HaMoed, the whole day, there was a plague. Amar Shmuel Saba Chasne, Rabbi Chanina, B'Shved Rabbi Chanina, Mishah Shechita Satam, Rashah Srika, so the whole day. The morning time until Zrika Sadavad. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chatzos Mamish. The whole morning. Either way, this was David's chait. Big discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly did David do wrong, and why did he do it? The Ramban in Chumash, two different places. The steer in the Ramban. One place he quotes maybe David Shlo Litzarach. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Bamidbar. His larger discussion. The Ramban in Parshas Bamidbar discusses that the problem was he counted Shlo Litzarach. Right, he counted them. In Kisisa, he discusses maybe he did it right without just on the people. He thought Machzis Hashekel was a harasha, meaning right now we need the shkalim so you can count Jews through the shkalim. But normally you wouldn't have to do that. Again, various pshatim exactly what David did wrong, but he was punished for it. He was punished for it, as we know, the plague of Dever. Vayomer, a little bit more. Vayomer l'malach ha-mashchiz ba'am. And he says to the malach, Rav Amar Abelazar Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malach, Tuli Rav Shebahem. Okay, just take me Rav, somebody who's compared to many. Sheyesh l'bo lipar behem kama chovos. And who was that? Bo Zashar Meis Avishai ben Tsruya Sheshachal Kerubah Shel Sanhedrin. Right, he was like... He was worth more than the majority of the Sanhedrin, and that's why that was parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. What did Hashem see? So the Ben Yoyada says, every one of the following opinions represents a bris between Hashem and Am Yisrael. That's what Hashem saw and stopped the plague. Amar Rav Roy Yaakov Avinu. What's Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, said the Ben Yoyada, on the Kisi HaKavod. As we know, Yaakov was on the Kisi HaKavod, and that's why we say, Yancha Hashem Yabsari Skev Hashem. Okay, Yaakov, there's a prayer that Hashem will always look at Yaakov on the Kisi HaKavod, Kaviyachol, and protect us. Dechsev, Yom Yaakov Kasher Ra'am. Ushmol Amar Efesh Yitzchak Ra. Okay, the Efer of Yitzchak. or the Afer of the Isle of, that was instead of Yitzchak, Shneamar Elokim Yir Lo Aseh. Rabbi Yitzchak Dafka Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra'ah. Shneamar Valakakdas Kesef HaKippurim Eis Pnei Yisrael V'chulu. He saw the Machzah Shekhov earlier. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra'ah. Tichsiv Bahar Hashem Yei Ra'ah. Right, everything. There's a lashon of Re'iyah by the Beis HaMikdash. But all of them represent a certain bris between Hashem and Am Yisrael. Pligi Barav Yaakov Bar Idi Verb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Chadar Bar Kesef HaKippurim Ra'ah. V'chadar Bar Beis HaMikdash Ra'ah. U'mistav Bar Kamanda Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra'ah. Shneamar Asher Yomar Hayom Bahar Hashem Yei Ra'ah. So you saw the Beis HaMikdash. That is what protected them from the plague and was able to stop the plague. Okay, but we'll have to stop here. We'll start Bezeshev tomorrow with the two dots, with the getting back to the sugyas of the Mishnah about the Harabayas, and Bezeshev two more days to Maseches Brachas. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur again, we thank the sponsors, the Orlinsky family, Lizecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky, and Chaim Abba ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman.